Hello, and welcome to On the Leading Edge with Leading Edge Real Estate, where we explore what it takes to build and operate a successful real estate brokerage, how to grow and scale your real estate business, and how to market and promote yourself to become the go-to real estate expert in your community. At Leading Edge, we understand and truly believe in a holistic approach to work and life. And we help real estate professionals get there through state-of-the-art technology, innovative training, and a culture that empowers all to flourish. Let's get started.
Hi, I'm Linda Okineski on the Leading Edge today with Paul Majdowski, my fabulous partner.
Great to be here today, Linda.
So today we're going to talk about what does it take to make an amazing company? And you and I were both pretty sure we were running great companies before we got together. And I think some magic happened when we did get together. I always thought it was interesting. You kept saying, we have the best support for our agents. And I remember thinking, we have the best support for our agents. And we weren't talking about the same thing at all, were we?
No, I don't think we were. And I think what would be helpful for the audience today is to understand, how we got to a conversation about bringing our two companies together.
Okay.
For the audience to understand that you and I ran separate companies. We just by chance ran into each other in the early 2000s. I think we were attracted to each other in the sense of business because you had some different strengths than I did. We decided to get together and have a accountability partnership, which we had for 8 years before we merged.
While we were competitors.
And we were pretty disciplined and dedicated to it. So every Monday you'd call me or I'd call you, and we would talk about our challenges, successes, or anything that we wanted to discuss with each other. It wouldn't be unusual that a recruit would interview with you 5 miles away in your primary office, and then that same person may interview with me. And we were never competitive about it. We always said, may that person join one of us and not somebody else. And it always made sense to us if it did happen, and on occasion it did, because if they were coming to you, they were interested in something different than if they were coming to me, because we're just different people and we had different strengths. But what you and I realized at some point is, hey, we should put these two strengths together. And then I think that's when we realized, we'll put this together and this will be something that we thought it would be, but it was something totally different.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I think that we thought that we'd get together and that our brains would work the same way, and they certainly didn't. I had much more of a sort of a logistic, black and white operation kind of a
mindset,
right? And your mindset was much more strategic. How you would educate an agent to be competitive in a unique way that other companies were not.
Yeah. So I just remember, you're right, that we got along really well, and I think in a lot of ways, where we were the same was we wanted to grow. We cared about our agents. We were really dedicated to running fantastic companies. And that's where we were really aligned. But it was so interesting how when big things came up, we saw things differently. And I thought that whether it was how we did the listing presentation or how we should make an announcement about a new feature or technology, you and I came at it differently. And I think hashing those things out made for a much better delivery of a product and what we were doing for our company.
Well, what's amazing about that, very well said. I think two things. One, we're here today, right? I don't know how many years it's been, but it's 20 that we've had a business relationship. We had a business relationship 8 years before we had a partner relationship, in the same company. You're absolutely right. We thought, hey, we'll collaborate. We'll bring all of these great, thoughts and resources that we have together, and it'll be an awesome company. But there were two things that we didn't understand. The first thing that we didn't understand is your culture was different from mine. Boy, what eye opener that was for us to understand bringing two companies that had really different cultures together. And how do you blend one to become one? And you have very little control on that destiny.
Let's talk about those two different cultures, because they really reflected who we were and how we grew our offices. Let's tell everyone out there that you are the ultimate lone wolf. You, you're driven. You are pretty analytical, and I think you brought those high growth, high producers in that thought a lot like you, and they are still. So many of them are with us today, but they came to you for that kind of leadership and support on the ground in terms of marketing. You are. You blew everyone in our marketplace away on how you wanted every piece of material that came out of your office to look. You were ahead of, you have this amazing design eye. Long before companies started to get on the bandwagon that things should be gorgeous, there was a lot of crappy people just printing MLS sheets and doing really bad arts and crafts on all of their logos and design. And you took that to a whole new level.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. And yeah, I thought to be competitive, and we were in the Boston market, which had some high caliber, call them luxury real estate mm-hmm. companies, but just high performing companies. So the competition was steep. And in order to be able to be in that marketplace, you had to have things really clean and crisp. And unfortunately, there are eight companies that still today are doing just, you know, lousy MLS sheets. So that kind of activity and that behavior still is out there. But yeah, it was part of how we had to compete. And I think on the opposite side of things, yeah, I brought that, you know, maybe that operational and logistics piece to it, but you brought the ability to really improve an agent. And improve an agent in a number of ways. If it was a new agent to the industry, you were able to influence and encourage that agent through your training and your strategies to build that agent's business. If it was an existing agent in the business and they were an individual, you could do this similar to help them grow their business. But then you had one of the most successful teams in our local marketplace in Boston way before teams were even popular. So you brought also that whole team concept of being able to build a team and to get dividends or residual income from a team member that a lot of our marketplace didn't even understand. So we were one of the front runners in that area as well.
Yeah, building teams was about trying to create more balance for very busy agents, creating really fabulous systems that the whole team can adopt so that clients were taken care of in a way that no one else was doing. Too many teams are just a collection of agents. They're functioning, but not high functioning. So there was a lot of focus on high functioning teams. And of course, I like to look at what was happening in the industry and all of, I look at training and education in industry in two ways. There's tons of compliance. How do you fill out a lead paint form? Make sure you have your agency right. Make sure you can fill out the paperwork correctly. Let's not get sued. That's a whole industry of training out there. But the other one is all lead generation. Tom Ferry, you've got Brian Buffini. Everyone wants to build leads, but nobody was teaching agents how to be smarter at the listing table, how to think differently, how, again, to be more strategic, to outsmart the competition. And, you know, I've brought in a lot of psychology and consumer behavior, how consumers make decisions into our training. And I think that was really designed so that the consumer is always sabotaging themselves. How can we help the consumer make the good decisions for them so that they don't overprice, so that they are willing to stage and paint and clean up and give us access and all the things that need to happen? Because too many agents are people pleasers. They want to build a relationship. And you're not doing anyone favors if you're being nice to them and not willing to have the hard conversations. And I've tried to create, I want to say, systems so that the hard conversations are easier, because you are laying out a whole process of how you ask questions, how you can get consumers to kind of come to these conclusions on their own. And that was missing in the industry.
Lyndon, if I may say that one of the things that has been super impressive for your program of helping agents to become more strategic and to have more of a system in place around their business is, and that's really developed in the history of Leading Edge is, you know, you do several programs throughout the year. You do a boot camp in January. That's a 3-week program that not only do you invite all of the agents from Leading Edge, but you invite our competitors. And many of them come. And I think you just finished up a boot camp this January of 2020, and you had over 120 or 30 people attending that boot camp.
Almost
200. I lowballed that. But in addition to that, you're doing programs throughout the year. And I think what's really unique about that today in our Greater Boston marketplace is that there is no other real estate company that is programming on that high level. Yeah, lots of real estate companies have foundation or fundamental training, but nothing on, this is really a sort of, you know, business school training or advanced training. And I really want to compliment you on that because that's super unique and you've done a great job.
But what I've learned is as much as they're craving better ways to work with consumers and have presentations, what you and I, again, are super aligned on is when people left boot camp, they left going, I have so many things to implement in my business and how to grow my business. But what they loved was the personal growth, the leadership growth. I focused a lot on growing each agent to be a better leader because they're leading their clients, to lead in their nonprofit organizations that they're with, and that to also take care of themselves. Some of these agents are so busy that they don't take time to exercise or breathe or, take time for gratitude. It sounds a little earthy, crunchy, but at the end of the day, we're bringing them back to being better people, not just better agents.
You know, I think real estate companies today are always looking for the edge. You know, they're looking for the next best thing. You know, it's technology, concierge services, we'll buy your house, whatever it might be. But what you're talking about is something that every real estate company must have, and that's really a culture or a community. And one of the things that I have seen from an event like boot camp is the sense of community. And you mentioned it earlier, and I know this sounds like a plug, but not only the sense of the community and the agent feels that because that's really important to them, no matter what production level they're at, but also the sense of leadership that we're, you know, high touch and in there. And I think that's really important. And it's one of the lessons that we've learned even before we merged. You know, you were high touch. You were in front of your agents. You knew what was going on in their business, their lives. And that certainly hasn't changed as we've evolved.
No. And I think that each agent is craving. It's a lonely business. Real estate, doing it, working on the phone, being in your car all day long, dealing with your clients, having spouses at home that do not understand the need of their clients all the time is hard, and it's extraordinarily stressful. For agents to come together and share that and cheer each other on and boost each other is a big part of what makes our company special. That's what goes on that we want to foster and create that environment. But I know that I got all kinds of emails going, I don't want boot camp to stop. You know, this is this kind of joining with each other and support and love and backslapping and, stroking that is needed by everyone. Everyone craves a little bit of recognition, a little bit of, when things, the chips are down, they need that encouragement. Those are things that have to happen. We're only two people and we have two other partners. Can't do that. You need the other agents in the company to come together and make that happen.
And when the agents come together, you know, that culture, that community in your culture comes out. So that's a really important thing in our brokerage today.
Yeah.
So I know that we're getting close to where we have to wrap. Any closing thoughts for our audience today?
I think that nobody can do it alone. That having amazing business partners that might be fundamentally different than you, that think differently, is critical to your success. You've pushed me. You've challenged me. We've disagreed, but always respectfully. And I think in the beginning of our partnership, you said, all right, if we don't agree on something, whose wheelhouse is it, right? If it's operations, if it's about our vendors, if it's about the staff, if it's about the marketing, I defer to you because that was, you're better at that than I am. And I have to acknowledge it. And you did the same for me.
Yeah, I think that was a valuable lesson. And it's hard to let go, especially when you come from you talk about doing it alone. I was the sole proprietor when we merged, and I always had to do it alone. I had to make those decisions on whatever it was, on hiring an agent or paying, you know, whatever it was in a financial a bill or doing advertising or whatever that might be. And then when we came together, we had to figure that part out. So I think that's really well said. And I think our learning experience from that is to let go and understand, you know, I'm never going to be able to provide to our agents the kind of training and the knowledge and the encouragement and the influence that Linda can, you know, on an educational standpoint. So I'm going to let that go and let Linda, you know, take care of that because that's what she's so good at. And I think you did that in some other areas as well.
All day long. You know, the paperwork, the finances, the contracts, the leases, all the things I can think about. That stuff gives me a headache, Paul.
So we grew.
We did. Yeah. We did. And that's how we did. So it has been, I love being your partner. I am so lucky. And that's our best advice on growing your brokerage. Put great brains in the room. And with that, sign off from On the Leading Edge.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I'm proud to be your partner every day. And thank you for helping me to grow as well through all of these years. That's it for our episode. I hope you've enjoyed it. And we look forward to seeing you on another Leading Edge episode. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us. If you like our podcast, we'd love it if you'd subscribe and leave us a review. Check us out at leadingedgeagents.com or like us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of On the Leading Edge.